Good evening. This is the Bergen Amateur Radio Association, TechNet. This is K2BAR. Are there any priority or emergency needs for the repeater at this time? Please call K2BAR. Very fine. Well, this is our fourth session of the Bergen Amateur Radio Association TechNet. You need not be a member of the club in order to participate. You need to have a natural sense of curiosity, a question, a concern about some aspect of our hobby, its glorious nature, and its fun-filled adventure and camaraderie, and also the technical advancement of the art. That's the purpose of this net, to bring all those things together and help clarify things of interest to you. The net is as good as the questions are. Sometimes the simplest, most mundane, apparently boring, if you will, questions can appear to be just that and turn into a wealth of wonder. So we encourage you to bring forward any questions you might have. At this time, I'm going to ask for check-ins. And we're going to ask for those with questions first to check in with your call sign, your name, and your question topic. You don't need to detail out the question in full, but just the topic of the question would be fine. At this time, please call K2BAR. All start this way. It's amazing. Okay. Well, those without questions, but just want to be part of the party, please call K2BAR with your name and call.
This is K2AMI, Tony. No questions.
Copy K2AMI. Good evening, Tony. Who's the other station? Okie dokie. I know there was somebody else there, but I heard the ka-chunk. This is K2BAR. K2 Bravo Alpha Romeo. Over.
This is N2OEL.
Here he goes. N2OEL. Hello, Noel. Do you have a question?
No question.
Okie doke. Tony, prepare to talk about your favorite Saturday afternoon subject. I think we're going there. Anyway, any further questions? Any further check-ins? Please call K2BAR.
K2BAR. This is K2ZO.
Hi, Jim. K2ZO. Acknowledged. Anybody else?
KC2QYM.
KC2QYM. Hello, Peter. Anybody else? Name and call. Call sign and name, please.
W2PM.
W2PM. Hello, Peter. Another Peter. Wow, we have sequential Peters. Okay, anybody else? Call and name, please.
Whiskey India. 2 Whiskey. Steve.
The Evanescent. WI2W. Thank you, Steve. Anybody else?
NJ1W, Dave, no question.
Very good, Dave. NJ1W acknowledged. Good evening to you. Anybody else?
NS2K, Jim.
NS2K, good evening, James. Anybody else? That's a really good list so far. One more time, this is K2BAR check-ins for the Bergen Amateur Radio Association Technical Net, with and without questions, with and without membership. As long as you have a ham radio license and your technician class or better, please call now. Okay, wow, we have a rather nice laundry list. Good evening. One thing I did omit is my call is W2-Tango-Tango-Tango. My name is Gordon, and just as a little housekeeping note, I would like to thank N2OEL and I believe WIGW for first, what do you call it, filling in for me last week, and also for participating in the net as who else was on. I know they were, and I know, I think Noel ran the net, and that was most kind of you, especially on such short notice. I had the pleasure of watching the Devils. That was the good news. Bad news is I had the pleasure of watching them on Saturday when they're down 3-1. But anyway, that's another adventure for Saturday night. In any case, one question. I think we have a program note, if you will. There's two program notes coming up. One is on Saturday, we have a transmitter hunt, and I'm going to turn it over to K20LI about that in a moment. And then on Sunday, we have a club meeting at the Red Cross at 7 p.m. When we gather, and the meeting, I believe, is 7:30. And it's show and tell night. Bring your cool stuff. Bring the stuff you think is boring that is just maybe unique. Bring something that interests you. Whatever. It couldn't possibly be something that everybody else in the club is doing and or has seen before. So bring it because you'll widen the eyes of somebody. On that note, I'm going to propose two topics. One is I'm going to turn to Tony to talk about the transmitter hunt. And then afterwards, I would like to take a list of what everybody here, maybe we'll take a list of what everybody here is planning to bring on Sunday, if anything. So maybe do a roll call of good stuff. So first, off to you, Tony. Tell us about the transmitter for Saturday and what you need to bring, what you need to do, and how does it work, yada, yada, yada. K2AMI from K2BAR.
Good evening, all the BARA and other members of the BARA Signalman tonight. Tony, K2AMI. I'm in charge of the hawk hunt coming Saturday afternoon because I'm the hawk. What that endeavors is, I have a transmitter that perhaps a 5-watt transmitter, and we'll reduce the power level on it after a few minutes, and we'll hide someplace where you guys have to really look for me, and I'll be transmitting it on a regular basis. I don't know if it'll be a 5-minute interval or less, but something in that order, and it'll be an effort for you guys to triangulate the readings and find me. It would be good if you did bring a map and a compass and some way of determining the direction of the signal that you're in with your transmitter. That could be simple as a golden piece of tinfoil, big enough to put your walkie-talkie in, and much like a stovepipe, and even at the direction that you hear the signal coming from. Let me drop this for a moment because the repeater has a timer on it. And again, there are various techniques used. It's very nice techniques used of time, different antennas, much the way LoJack is used in the police department. And there are simple things like the Aggies. And again, there's simple things like a long tube that you can put over your arm and you walkie talkie in. I've done it with quarter inch. Netting, wire netting that works very well. We will take a Simplex frequency on site, and I'm going to announce it for ahead of time because we don't want interference. We'll take a Simplex frequency on site, and the site will be at the Westwood High School back in their parking lot, which we have our ham fest at about 12 noon on Saturday. And we'll get started as soon as everybody's assembled. On the road by 12:30. So come on down and enjoy it. Again, this is an excellent technique to be used for locating signals that are interference, but also for search and rescue operations. So it's a technique you should learn and you should be able to take advantage of it sometime or another. Gordon, I can't think of more to say, but if you'd like to input anything, go ahead.
Okay, very fine. I think you've done very well with that description. I'll ask one or two small questions of you, though. What are the minimum requirements for being, you know, in your dreams effective in getting this done? In other words, given your Fox plan, what would be, you know, if someone would be in the car with or without a buddy and jump out of the car and do stuff and try to figure out what the Fox is, what should they at minimum have?
Obviously, a two-bit radio, and that works best with a hand-to-talking. Some sort of directional antenna, whether it's a method of directing the antenna to the handy-talking, or a way of hooking up to a couple of elements of the small Yagi. There's some excellent Yagis available that are made out of measuring tapes, steel tapes that are used to cut the right dimensions and attach the tape to the boom. They work very well. I have found very successfully that a two or three elements of the Yagi is all that you need. Bear in mind that the signal will be a vertical signal for the most part, so you'll be operating your antenna in a vertical mode if you're using the. An attenuator is helpful because sometimes the signal is so strong that by using an attenuator between the antenna on receive and radio on the scene, you can get a much narrower beam with that's portable. And of course, the walkie-talkie should have some sort of S-meter indication, whether it's light or even needle indicator. A map also is helpful. If you have a table and a map, then you can draw a line from where you are to where you have to be. So, I've got to call him back now. Hold on.
Okie doke. That sounds excellent. That really does. All right. Well, then, I think at this point, I'd like to take a bit of a roll for what people are planning to bring on Sunday. Let's talk it up. Keep in mind that we probably do have listeners who are beyond the club membership or maybe not normally attending, even if they are club members, and they would probably take great interest in something that they hear about. So I'm going to start at the bottom of the list, surprise everybody, and go up the list to see if we can coax out an idea for what's happening on Sunday. But before we do that, I'm going to see if there are any further check-ins. This is K2BAR for the Bergen Amateur Radio Association TechNet. Please call now if you'd like to check in with your call and name.
Kilo Charlie 2, Oscar Charlie Joe.
Oscar Charlie Joe, good evening. Anybody else? Okay, well, let's go. Joe, I'll add you to the other end of the list so that you don't get put on the spot. But MS2K, you're the guy who's at the bottom of the list when I made my clarion call for what are you going to bring on Sunday. What are you going to do for us lately, James? MS2K, K2BAR.
K2BAR, MS2K. Well, as any of the other guys who've participated in the Fox Hunt might know, I've had some very good successes and some spectacular failures. Traditionally, I've used a time difference of arrival antenna that I made out of, four wire antennas on a PVC boom and a little 555 oscillator and some diodes and a couple of other parts, and that has an output that goes to an HT, and it will tell me if the transmit station is along a line which has its good parts and bad parts. I know it's along the line. I don't know if it's in front of me or behind me. And anyway, therein lies the spectacular failures. This time I have a second antenna that I borrowed from Tony. It's a homemade tape measure antenna that will tell you somewhat definitively that it's in a particular direction. It may not be quite as sharp, but at least you don't have the ambiguity of is it forward or backward. Let me break it. And maybe I'll have a little better success this time. I don't know. We'll see. Obviously, you've got to have a other stuff. You need to have a compass. I'd like to have some kind of a map. I know Tony came up with some wonderful maps at one point that he got from the county office. Maybe someone has some of those. It was a nice big fold-out county road map that went into some very nice detail, which was kind of good. The one time that I was a fox, I was in a not terribly well-documented location, even though it was a county park and part of downtown park. Let me break it. And people just didn't realize that it existed because it didn't show up on some of the maps. So, I don't know, maybe I made it too hard. Anyway, I hope it didn't discourage too many folks. This last time there were not very many participants, even though it's a lot of fun. It's less time pressure than it is distance pressure. I don't think we time it on who gets there first. Who gets there going fewer miles on their vehicle. So we'll do an odometer reading. So if you do it slowly and carefully, that's good too. Anyway, let me let it back to the net here. NSTK.
Very good. Very good. Tony, are you back? You want to add anything on that?
No, but I did pick up three Bergen County maps from the county clerk's office down at the county court accessory access building down there. The auxiliary building down there. And I wonder if Joe, if in your travels, maybe tomorrow, you can get over to the county clerk's office. We're going to give you a dozen maps if you want them. I don't think I'll have a chance to do that, but if you want to get over there and pick up some maps and hand them out to the guys, it may be useful. Either this time or next time. That could be a number one county court plaza or something like that. It's the building where the new building that they just recently put up on the main street below the courthouse. You do need a flat surface that you can lay out your compass bearing. Two things: you have to find the direction with your antenna, and then lay that direction on your map, knowing full well which way is north, which way to lay the map, and then literally doing maybe triangulating the actual spot. Back to net control.
Very fine. And Jim, did you want to add any more?
No, that's, you can, it doesn't take anything real fancy. Some of the more successful users have used nothing more than a piece of rolled up aluminum foil around an HT. and it's more good technique and good guessing than it is a bunch of high technology. And it's 2K.
Very fine. Now, what was the name of the antenna that you used to use?
Well, the one I built a few years ago is called a TDOA, Time Difference of Arrival Antenna. And the way you use it is just two elements that are running, that are being switched back and forth. It'll either receive on one antenna or the other one, and it switches at something like maybe 800 or 1,000 times.
times a second. And what happens if the signal arrives at the two antennas at exactly the same time, the switch between the two antennas is very clean at the receiver, so it comes out clean. If it's not perpendicular to the direction of the signal, then it will arrive at one antenna slightly before the other one, and you'll hear the switch note. You'll hear a thousand cycle tone showing up on whatever the signal is, and it can be a blank carrier. It doesn't have to have voice on it or anything. So it is kind of neat that way. And I've used it a few times, both in the net and in a real search when we were trying to find an accidental jammer a few years ago. So it really does work. And it's okay.
Very fine. That's great. So, anybody else want to comment about the transmitter hunt gear and before we move down the list? Okay, very fine. So, Jim, are you going to bring your TDOA on Sunday?
Oh yeah, I'll definitely bring it. And I've got a few other odds and ends that I'll bring. So if somebody amongst us, if somebody came and they didn't think they had an antenna that they were real happy with, I'm sure we can either partner up with or set somebody up to participate in the hunt. So you really don't have to bring a whole lot yourself.
Understood. But I was referring to Sunday night.
I'm sorry, I could do that. the other thing I'm working on, trying to make, I got a phone call here too. That vector wattmeter look a little bit more like something, and I'll bring that as well, even though it's not complete.
Okay, good, so you're going to bring your vector wattmeter kit. Okay, very fine. Okay, next on our list is NJ1W. Dave, what bag of tricks do you got up your sleeve for Sunday night?
K2BAR, this is NJ1W. First of all, I wish I could make the fox hunt on Saturday, but my grandson's making his first Holy Communion. So I'll be going down there for that, down to Cranford. Sunday, I don't know, I might bring my whole shack in. I'm a QRP operator, so everything fits in one small bag. I like to make small kits and stuff, and I made a tune-in transmitter and a little receiver when I first got interested in HF, which was only 2 years ago. I've been a ham for 32 years, but only got into HF 2 years ago. I have a frequency counter that I've built, and a VFO, an antenna analyzer, both a cheap one, a poor man's antenna analyzer, and another one that's a little bit more complex. So I might just bring everything in. I'm not going to do any talking on them because I'm not a public speaker. But I'll show what I built, and if anyone has any questions after, they can ask me about it. But I can't go into much detail at the time, but I'll look like a deer in the headlights in front of an audience. And that's about it, I guess. So I'll see you Sunday night, I guess, around 7:30, I guess it is, isn't it? K2BAR, this is NJ1W, back to that.
W2AAR repeater. Okay, very fine. Not a problem. NJ1W, K2BAR. Well, the door is open generally around 7. Tony usually kicks it in at that point. And if you're going to set up stuff for people who go on, well, I would suggest that you bring it sooner than later to set up. Just one question for you. Will you accept the notion of an interrogatory? In other words, if you sat there next to your equipment and guys were just asking you questions about it, you know, at large, you would be more at ease than having to just present.
I'm not going to be absolutely mute there. I'll take everything out of the in order in the big order and filter it in and show it to everybody, and I'll give a brief description on it at the time. But if anyone wants to start asking technical questions, then it would be better. I'll answer any questions anyone has if I can at the time. And I can bring most of the paperwork with me, too, on everything. So it's nothing that complex or earth-shattering. So, okay, whatever. Back to Ned.
It sounds to me like you have a wonderful station and lots of cool accessories that are a little on the unique side, so I'm sure that there's some interest in any and all of them. So, yeah, I'd bring them and set them out on the table, maybe bring out some file cards or bring some blank pieces of white paper or something. See, just that, you know, the magic marker identify what they are. That may be a global comment that people should probably label what it is that they have laid out there on the table for people to see. On that note, Dave, thank you very much. And now we're over to somebody who never has anything to show and, you know, what is actually the reason why hams, you know, are such introverts who never know how to speak, even on the radio. WIQW, KQBAR.
Oh, dear. Let's see. I'm going to bring two little toys. One is, I showed it to some of the guys at Kidnet a few weeks back. It's a, I call it a large, a very extra large scale integrated circuit. It's actually discrete components built into a plexiglass cube with about 100 pins coming out the bottom of it. Something out of the 60s, I believe, late 50s maybe. Way before integrated circuits. And then I also have a very early semiconductor, which is encased in lucite as well. I'm not quite sure if it's a transistor or a flip-flop. It looks like there's two devices, so it could be a flip-flop. So anyway, I'm going to bring those two little goodies that I got from an eccentric uncle of mine a long time ago. And the story behind that is when I visited him in Washington, D.C., back in the early 60s when I was just a young boy, preteen, I saw those, and then I saw my uncle a few years later, let it drop. And then I saw my uncle about 5 years ago and mentioned my visit to him, which he didn't remember, but then I described these two things that he showed me and left an impression on a young boy. And lo and behold, he went into a drawer, pulled them out, and gave them to me and said, here, keep these. So that was the story behind it. And with that, back to Ned, K2BAR, WITW.
Oh, that's funny. We're now getting into the incredibly shy part of our roster. I think everybody here, among the next three, is, you know, so sorrowfully shy that we have trouble getting them to talk to people, even under any circumstances. So, to our salesman, one of the project manager. Oh man, the ultimate and shy number one. W2PM, K2BAR. Peter, what are you gonna bring Sunday?
Am I making a review?
Sometimes.
Are we at Franklin Lakes right now?
I don't know, but you're making it. Go ahead.
Okay. W2PM, good evening, everyone. Well, I haven't made too many Sarah meetings lately, but bringing something odd, unusual, maybe boring, you know, very peculiar, makes me want to bring my mother-in-law. I'll gladly bring her there if I can leave her there. Is that okay?
Can you put her into the power outlet or a battery and attach an antenna at a ground stake to her and make her emit RF?
I would love to try.
Okay. Well, hopefully you'll join us anyway, Peter. There's nothing in that rather intriguing kaleidoscope of professional technology activity in your life, not to mention amateur, that you couldn't share with us on Sunday?
Well, I'm sure I can bring some interesting things. Really want to see something interesting. See my...
defenses I can put on my expense report. Otherwise, called Book of Lies by my boss. But I could probably bring something to that.
Excellent. Okay, that'd be great.
That'd be really super. The Book of Lies. Oh, man. Salesman.
I know. All right. In the meantime, speaking of Book of Lies, how's your project beat? No, I'm sorry. KC2QIM, W2DTT.
Okay, K2BAR, Net Control. This is KC2QIM. I really don't have enough of a experience in the amateur radio field to bring any interesting things. I don't want to tote my SX-110 helicopter as the boat anchor this time around. But looking forward to the meeting and to meet some of the folks again and introduce myself to new members who I may not have met before. Over.
It's entirely understandable. Thank you for straightening me out so subtly about the call sign faux pas there. Thank you, Peter. No problem. We look forward to seeing you on Sunday night, QCQIM from KTBAR. And we'll go to the last of our salesmen. Then we get back to more normal human beings. Oh, I'm sorry, Jim. K2ZO, over to you, James. KTBAR.
Okay, KTBAR. K2ZO. Well, I dug up an old photograph. I think everybody's going to get a kick out of it. Of the Barra Station sometime around 1964. So I'm going to bring that down. I have a project here I'd like to bring down, but right now it's a little bit too heavy. I'm converting a TMC transmitter. By the way, it's the same transmitter that the government uses as the exciter on the WWB 20 megahertz. So I'll bring that picture down. But yeah, this is going to be a little too heavy to bring down. But I thought I'd bring down a dipole I made for field day using a very interesting idea on shortening and lengthening it very quickly. Okay, I built a dipole like the ones we used to have in the Army that has sections that unplug. And I used Anderson power poles. And they work fine. Pretty interesting. I'm going to bring that down. Back to that, K2ZO.
Jim, just out of curiosity, how do you, ensure that the dipole sections stay locked under tension when you suspend the antenna?
They're not under tension because they are insulators, and then across the insulator are two wires, each with a power pole, and they plug in. So the insulator takes all the tension. The power poles, as you know, won't hold any tension. And they just plug in, and they have to get just the drop down, up and down, whatever you want to do, to change bands.
What bands did you build it for?
Give you 40, 20, 15, and 10.
So basically the length is about of a 10-meter antenna, and you can put it on 80 if you want?
No, the length is an 80-meter antenna, and it'll work on 10. The 40 works on 15, the 20 works on 20.
Oh, I see. They're different. Okay. I got it. So it's not like band modules for a particular antenna. You're getting one or two bands worth of functionality on a particular plug-in, as it were.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'd like to see that. That sounds very cool. Very cool. All right. Well, that sounds really good. And the TMC transmitter sounds intriguing as well. I had some good news around here on the technical side. I got my M2 220 antenna up with this shorty. I think it's like 78 elements. It's something really horribly big. And a big long 432 boomer, just like the ones we use on the Barra VHF team. And I have a single one of those up, and of course the directive systems, 2-meter and 6-meter Yagis that are each 17 feet long. They're now up on the tower. I set the hard line about 1 foot too short
to reach the coax that's coming down the tower, the LMR 400. So I have to literally move, you know, two set pieces of 7/8 teleacs 1 foot across their entire length, and they're kind of rooted funny, so it's going to be just a joy. But that's okay. We'll get it done. And I have fly plenty of slack on the top side. So this goes from the backyard tower, underneath the deck, down the driveway, up the tower that's by the ham shack, and it terminated outside the wall on the eaves and to the ground bus right there. So I will be testing the 432 antenna probably on Saturday evening. Well, probably, maybe Saturday evening, probably yes, Saturday, Sunday evening actually, before the Barron meeting. And I'll probably try to test the 221 as well. I just can't bear to insert another pair of connectors and a 1 foot jumper. But anyway, we're getting there too, so I'm going to be QRV on all those bands for sideband and CW. If anyone wants to contact any nights, I'll be able to do that. Which, anyway, I'll take a break at this time. One related note to that, the VHF contest is the second weekend in June, and it will be a lovely technical activity for club members. And even if you don't have a clue about it, you just want to have another good day out in the sunshine playing radio or just seeing how it all works or eating a hot dog or, you know, eating some really good stuff. I don't know what is planned this year. I don't know Jim is doing the cooking or who, but I'll say it's very good. And that can be done. And we'll be right up here in Orangetown, up at the Nike site. And then the fourth weekend is Barra Field Day, which I believe is going to be at the Community Services Building right in Paramus. So that'll be excellent as well. Those are good opportunities to have some fun and see some stuff in action that you might not otherwise get to. At this point, anybody have any topics they'd like to discuss, or I have one more if you'd like. Any club announcements that need to be made? Jim, before we go, go to another subject, do you want to talk about the Hamfest? He might have stepped away. Okay. Well, there's a Hamfest coming up as well, and I know Tony took the time of trouble to circulate the Barron Bulletin, I think, today. I read that. So that's good as well. So look for that. If you don't have a Barron Bulletin in your email, rattle somebody's cage and let's get that going too as well. In any case, the other question I had a question. That was, what of these narrow band modes like PSK31, etc., and others are optimum for which frequency bands, under what conditions, and in what propagation modes? I'm kind of curious, you know, there's all sorts of stuff. There's JT65, there's PSK31, there's all sorts of other goodies. I'm kind of curious as to what is most effective for affecting a contact. I'd say it would be wonderful just to put affecting a contact. If anyone has any knowledge of that, please call KQBAR. Ouch. Okay, well, we're going to have to get a resident expert on that subject to refuse today. One other thing I saw, Dayton is coming, and there's all sorts of chatter about new radios, and in addition to the new Tentec, I saw the new Elecraft K3, and while I don't think I'd jump on it day one, it looks like it's going to be a very sweet radio. Building on the K2, much nicer human factors, a much more neat box. But if you go to the Elecraft site, ELECRAFT,
and look up the K3, or even if you just put K-3 radio, you'll probably find it on Google without any trouble. That's how I found it. And boy, is that a neat toy. It's not all fully, all the modules aren't available yet, like the antenna tuning unit, things like that. But boy, when that product matures with all its various functional model elements, it's going to be quite sweet. I did not say what I was bringing, and I'm debating as to whether I'm bringing one or both. One is going to be an extended range Wi-Fi station, and the other is going to be a my shack in a box. That's what I'm intending to bring this weekend to the Sunday meeting. And if I get back in time for the transmitter hunt, that'll be fine. But I'll be coming from, I'm going to Washington tomorrow, picking up James, taking him up to Camp Terrell, coming home Saturday morning, showering and trying to be a human being for the day. So if I can get home and out by noon, that's fine. But otherwise, I think I won't see you folks until Sunday. At this time, anybody else with comments, queries, or whatever for announcements for K2BAR, please call now. Okay. Well, then I think I'm going to bring this net to a close a little early. Thank you for checking in. We had a great check in. 10 chickens tonight. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, off 10. So that's very cool. I think we have some really exciting stuff to see on Sunday. I think we have a great transmitter hunt or fox hunt on Saturday at noon at Westwood High School, where we have the ham fest. A couple of weeks we have a ham fest. I think we have a test session at the ham fest as well. Gosh, this sounds like a fun month. So we've had beautiful days. It looks like we're going to have a beautiful weekend. So, gentlemen, thank you for checking in, and I look forward to seeing you, and thank you for taking my gentle prodding about your demeanor and the fact that you don't know how to really talk and socialize among other people, etc. So, with my tongue firmly in my cheek, I bid you adieu. This is K2BAR off and clear, clearing the net and thanking the returning and repeated of normal use, and also thanking the Bergen Amateur Radio Association, probably the Bergen County FM Association. Pardon me, the Bergen County FM Association, for use of their repeaters. Whether it's this one, the one up in Franklin Lakes, or the 440 machines on either of those sites. K2BAR, off and clear, thank you.